Good evening, good evening, saints of God. Welcome to First is Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is May the 24th, Wednesday evening, 2023. It's May the 24th, Wednesday evening, 2023. Our daily bread. Thank you so much for joining us again on our daily bread. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And our daily bread is our spiritual food. Amen. Another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority, in his power, in his ability. Amen. And his goodness and provision and protection and great health. Thank you so much for joining us to the booth camp, to the filling station, to the oasis, and to the rivers of living water. You know, we need daily physical food for our bodies, and we thank the Father for giving us our daily bread. Physical daily bread and spiritual daily bread. And the one that we really need the most, because we're here on this earth as kings and priests, and children of the Most High God. Amen. We need spiritual food to teach us what we need to know about being here on earth. Amen. Since we are spirit beings and being led of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, and we have a new spirit man inside, where it says 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Your spirit man has become new. There is nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. But we still have our soul and our body. But our spirit man is connected to the Father God and to Jesus and the Holy Spirit. But what we have to contend with is our flesh and our soulish. Our feelings, our smelling, our hearing, our touching, and emotions. That's where we have to renew our minds, because our minds will fight God every step of the way if we do not renew our minds. That's why we say we have the mind of Christ. Amen? We have a quick, sharp, alert mind. The memory of the righteous is blessed. We have a well-balanced mind, a peaceful mind. Amen? Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for this day. Father, we just bless you. We honor you, Father. We bring you worship and honor. We thank you for everything that you do, for the very breath that you give us in our bodies, Father, the life of God, the fullness of God's life is in us, his very breath, your very breath is in us. And for that, we want to say thank you, Father, that we are alive because of you. And thank you for choosing us, Father. From the very foundations of the world, you called us to come. And we accepted that call, and we listened to the call, and we obeyed the call. So here we are, Father, giving you glory and honor, Father, for all that you do for us and all that you continue to do and all that you have done. You are the fullness of who God is and our Father God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you so much, Father. We love you. We adore you. We magnify you. We thank you for every listener, Father, every hearer and every doer of the word, every participator and every receiver, every asker. We ask, we're askers, we're seekers, we're knockers, and we're deceivers, and we're receivers in the name of Jesus. We just want to say thank you so much, Father God, for loving us before we even knew you. You loved us while we were yet sinners, but I thank you, Father, that we're in the kingdom of God, obeying you, going about doing the Father's business, and just listening to the Spirit of God, the voice of the Spirit of God speaking unto us. We have the spirit of seeing and knowing, and we discern the times, Father. And we look up, for our redemption draweth nigh, Father. We thank you, looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, and the perfecter, and the finisher of our faith, Father God. And we thank you, Father, we set our minds on things above and not on earthly things. We have an eternal perspective, knowing that the kingdom of God lives in us, but we know that one day we will step into glory and be in heaven with you, Father God. And so for that, we want to say thank you, and we are kingdom-minded. That's why you gave us the scripture, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All the things that the non-believers, the heathens are after, we get to partake of it because we have a good and great Father that loves us so much. In Jesus' name, we just say thank you, thank you, thank you once again, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome once again. Today, we're going to be speaking on walkthrough. Psalms 23:4. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalms 23:4. The New International Version, even though I walk through the darkest valley, amen, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Sometimes in life, we have to play in pain. In other words, you have to keep going on even when you don't feel like it. How many of you can say amen? Sometimes you say, I can't take this anymore. I can't go on. I am so tired. I am so depressed. I am so lonely. I don't know what to do. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We are more than overcomers. Amen? And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We have to keep pressing forward even when it's not easy. And can I hear an amen? Everything is not easy. I know Pastor Jesse always says to me, oh, St. Rose, everything is so easy for you. No, it isn't, but I choose to walk in peace. I choose to walk in love. I choose to walk according to the word of God. I am not going to get frustrated and all riled up. I'm going to walk in peace. The peace that passes all understanding that guards my heart. Amen. The peace of God is like an umpire that holds our peace and tells us, okay, stay in peace, stay in peace. Amen? Every voice will tell you, and can I hear an amen? You're done, especially the enemy. The enemy can't stand us, children of God. He cannot stand anything about us because we are the children of the Most High God, the creator of heaven and earth. We have the character and the nature, and we are the image of God, of who he is, and we're the glory of God walking here on this earth. Amen? And he wants to tell us, you're done. And if you believe it, then that's what you're going to be doing. You will be done. He'll take you under, and we will not go under. Amen? We will not be defeated. Hallelujah. There's nothing good in the future, the enemy tells you. No, don't believe those lies. He's a liar. He's the father of lies. God sees your effort. It's one thing to do the right thing and make good decisions when everything is going your way. Amen. Can I hear an amen? But when all hell breaks loose, believe me, we get shaken up and we don't know what we're going to do. We feel the ground underneath our feet shaking and rattling, but guess what? We're going to stay with God. He is our refuge and our stronghold in the times of trouble. That's great when everything's going good, right? God honors that. How about when the times are tough and nothing's going your way? I'm sure a lot of you can say amen. You can raise your two feet and your two hands and say, yeah, I know what it means. I've been there. I have too, all of us, I believe. When we're hurting, when we should be on the sideline nursing our wounds, instead, we're still in the game. Hallelujah. Get back, Satan. Push him back. push them back and say, get out of my way, or I'll roll over you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Because I got heaven behind me and all the angels of God and the authority behind me that will stand with me. Amen. And we're still in the game till God says it's over. And when he says it's over, then we step into glory in Jesus' name. Not when Satan says the game is over. No way. We're still getting to work on time. We're still being good to someone. We're still expecting God to turn things around for us, right? All things work together for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Amen. That gets God's attention in a new way. Amen. We're still being good to someone. We're still expecting God to turn things around. That gets God's attention in a new way. We believe God has a greater reward for his children who are faithful in the tough times. Can I hear an amen? We're faithful even in the tough times. If that's you today, okay, know that God has his hand on you. He's walking with you through the valley. He's preparing streams in the desert. He's leading and guiding you in the paths of righteousness in the desert. Amen. He's leading and guiding you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. It's for his sake that he's doing it. Not for your sake so much, but for his name's sake, because he is faithful to his word. And he said it, and you can take it to the bank. Keep praising him. Keep believing in him. Keep moving forward to him, knowing that God is with you and his comfort will guide you to the place of victory, a place of victory, a place of victory. Can I hear an amen? And the blessings of God will chase you down. Hallelujah. If we are to become all God created us to be, we can't let an injury or an offense or unforgiveness, hurt or disappointment cause us to sit on the sideline. Besides that, God didn't do anything to us. It's people that do it. So it's the people that are the ones who are having unforgiveness or an offense or hurtful. But it's not God. We should not have anything against God. And plus, we should not have anything against anyone. We should have a clean heart. I don't care what they did. We can forgive. It's a choice. We choose to forgive. Shake off the discouragement and get back in the game. Bandage up the wounds and the hurts that someone has hurt you and wounded you and you haven't let go. Forgive the person who did you wrong. Amen. Or the persons who did you wrong. Let go of what didn't work out and get back in the game. Let go of what didn't work out and get back in the game. Get up again and let's go. No matter what life deals our way, our attitude should be, I'm hurting, but I'm still here. I'm hurting, but I'm still in the game. I'm hurting, but I'm still forgiving God. I'm hurting, and I don't take offense. I'm hurting, but I believe I walk in forgiveness and in love. But I'm still here in the game. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen? Yes. Grace, 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 and victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, thank you for being our good shepherd and for caring for us. Thank you for walking with us in the valley, in the tough places, in the tough places, and in the tough roads. We will not fear, because you are with me and you are with the listener that's listening. Comforting us, goodness and mercy are following us all our days of our life. Thank you for restoring my soul and leading me to a place of victory and blessing in Jesus' name. Can I hear in Jesus' name? Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We just love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You are so good. You are so good. You're so good. You're so good to us. And that's why we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you do and everything you've done and everything you'll do for us, Father. We will not be defeated because we know greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So I just want to say thank you once again, Father. Thank you, thank you. And I want to say thank you, all the people that went Sunday to the Baca Center. We want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. The presence of God was there with us, because God says when two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And the power of God was present to heal all. We had three people healed in a word of wisdom and word of knowledge. And we just are so excited about what God is doing on our Sunday services at the Baca Center at 2 p.m. on Sundays. We say thank you, Father. Thank you for showing up. Your presence is heaven to us. Your presence is heaven to us. We can have heaven on earth, Father. But when the saints come together, oh, Father, the manifested presence of who you are, Father, and heaven comes. Heaven comes down and is with us. And we would just say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Where the Spirit of the Lord, there is freedom. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We want to remind you that we will have healing service this Sunday, this coming Sunday, okay? At the Baca Center, this Sunday, at the Baca Center, 2 p.m., we will be having a healing service. Amen? We won't be having it online anymore, but we will be having it on in-person services. And we just want to say that we are video recording our Sunday services that we have at the Baca Center at 2 p.m. And now they are in YouTube. You can watch it on YouTube. For last Sunday's service, just put, "Did Jesus honor his mother?" YouTube. "Did Jesus honor his mother?" YouTube. And it's for 35 minutes, our service, and you'll see Pastor Jesse. So we're learning. We're still trying to get some kinks and get everything going, but we'll get it all together because we know that God is on our side helping us. So for the meantime, you can go on YouTube and put down, "Did Jesus honor his mother?" YouTube, and watch our service, a video on YouTube. So thank you so much. We love you. We ask that you come and visit with us or stay with us. Amen. Bring a friend. We encourage you to come to the services. Amen. And here is for May 2023 FHK scripture. Being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So we pray and we believe that you'll come and visit us, and we welcome you with open arms and with the love of God. So we just want to say thank you for your support, for your tithes and offerings that you send in the mail. When you go to the Sunday service at the Baca Center, that you bring your tithes and your offerings, whichever way is easy for you, we want to say thank you so much. The Lord bless you. The blessings of the Lord chase you down. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You're blessed in the city, blessed in the country. You're blessed going in and blessed going out. The Word of God becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around you. The Word of God has power and authority, and it goes forth to accomplish all that God has sent it. And that means everything that you would ever need: protection, healing, goodness, blessings, mercy, compassion, health, provision, protection, whatever it may be. And I thank you that the angels of the Lord are encamped around us, Father God, all around our homes and our property. We're in the bubble from trouble. We're in the canopy of protection. We are in the umbrella of the love and the protection of God. So we want to say thank you. Thank you for each listener, every hearer, and every doer, and every participator. Amen. Another day of living in the light of God's word. And know that prayer does work. All you have to do is believe it and receive it. Believe and receive God's word. Whatever you may need, believe it. And when you pray, receive it and stand your ground and do not move. And say, I thank you, Father, because your word does not return void. And it will accomplish all that I pray for and ask in Jesus' name. We love you. God bless you. Have a great evening. And Brother Andrew will be with you on Friday. God bless you. We love you and miss you. We'll see you soon at the Baca Center on Sunday at 2 p.m. Love you. God bless you.